Hello, and welcome to RSI Help Radio. I'm Deborah Quilter, and RSI Help Radio is dedicated to bringing you the latest news and information about repetitive strain injury. So maybe you're sitting at your desk right now, and you're experiencing some pain, and you've decided that it's finally time to get that new chair, or an ergonomic keyboard, or maybe even a sit-stand desk. So you invite the ergonomics consultant in, you spend a bundle on new products, but it doesn't resolve your pain. What happened? You thought, as many people do, that having the right equipment would solve your problems. And maybe you were very surprised to learn that it really didn't work the way you hoped it would. As we will learn today, ergonomics is a start, a good start. But ergonomics alone is not enough to recover more function and to prevent re-injury. You must address all the risk factors. And to do that, you must go beyond ergonomics. So what is ergonomics anyway? It's defined as fitting the task to the human being rather than the person straining their body to perform the job. Toward this end, everyone from chair manufacturers to keyboard designers have been labeling their products as, quote, ergonomic. But what does this really mean? Can you really trust the word to mean that a product is good for you? Unfortunately, you can't rely on a label to tell you whether a product is worthwhile or not. Truly ergonomic products help the body move optimally with minimal strain, but it's not always obvious which product is best. Even if all the tools we use in our life were ergonomically designed, and they clearly are not, people would still develop repetitive strain injuries. You can have a state-of-the-art workstation and get injured because of poor posture, faulty technique, lack of frequent breaks, and poor physical conditioning. That's the complexity of repetitive strain injury. Let's talk about what happens when you don't sit at an ergonomic workstation. If you sit for 6, 8, or 10 hours a day in an uncomfortable chair, and your keyboard is at the wrong height, and your monitor isn't properly positioned, this can lead to all manner of strain from the effort of holding your body upright while your hands are working very hard at using the keyboard or mouse. This combination of static loading or holding still, awkward positioning, and overuse is damaging to the soft tissues. Perhaps you're on a deadline or you work in a stressful situation. This could lead you to tense your shoulders or use more pressure than necessary at the keyboard and mouse. All of this adds up over time, and at a certain point, the symptoms don't resolve overnight but become chronic. The soft tissues in your upper extremity have become damaged from the strain, and this damage can take months of careful rehabilitation to resolve, if you're lucky. For many people, repetitive strain injury and chronic relapse is something they live with for many years, even after they've improved their workstations. Let's look at just a few of the risk factors for repetitive strain injury. Then we'll talk about why ergonomics alone cannot solve these problems. Posture. Most people slouch in their chairs. They sit back with their spines curved like a C. This causes them to crane their necks forward in order to view the screen, which in turn strains the neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. Ideally, people would sit without using a backrest because their muscles would be properly toned and they wouldn't need one. Muscle tone. An appropriate physical fitness regimen is important for anyone who uses a computer. This needs to be carefully designed, because if you have an injury to your upper extremity, the last thing you want is an exercise program that would cause further strain to injured tissues. A good fitness regimen includes developing core strength, that's the abdominal and spinal muscles, because the muscles of the extremities depend on that function to work properly. This core strength will also help support better posture. Tension. Working in tense situations, such as under a deadline, can lead to tension, which further strains the muscles of the neck, hands, and arms. It's important to relax regularly and learn how not to accumulate this kind of tension in the first place. Technique. No amount of ergonomics can overcome faulty work habits. Your technique, that is, how you habitually position your hands and body at the keyboard, can lead to injury or to recovery. Because good technique is not intuitive and few computers receive proper instruction in this area, poor technique is the leading cause of injury. By the way, two risk factors for repetitive strain injury are keeping your elbows bent and turning the palms down for long periods. No amount of technique retraining can overcome the demands of using even a well-designed ergonomic keyboard. Even if you don't have RSI, it's a good idea to learn how to use voice dictation programs to give your hands a break. Time. One of the greatest risk factors for injury is the sheer amount of time that we spend using our hands repetitively at various forms of technology. You are in the danger zone for injury with as little as 2 hours of computer use per day. It's extremely important to take regular breaks every 20 minutes and more if you have an injury. People with RSI need to be especially careful about overuse. There are other risk factors that ergonomics does not address as well. These can include body type, overly flexible joints, and other issues that are out of our control. Having said all this, do I think you should have the best ergonomic workstation possible? Absolutely. All we're saying here is that ergonomics, while very helpful, is not enough to prevent repetitive strain injury. Thanks to all of you for listening to RSI Help Radio. And remember to follow the show so that you will be notified of new episodes by clicking on the link. Until next time, this is Deborah Quilter signing off from RSI Help Radio in New York City. Bye for now.